This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. government on Saturday shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of the Carolinas and is working to analyze any debris that can be collected, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. China claimed the balloon was for weather research, something the Pentagon has refuted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis wound up a peace mission to South Sudan on Sunday, urging the people there to make themselves immune to the quote-unquote venom of hatred to achieve the peace and prosperity that have eluded them through the years of bloody ethnic conflicts.
Speranza è la parola che vorrei lasciare a ciascuno di voi.
Francis presided at an open-air mass. The 86-year-old Pope wove his homily around the themes that have dominated his trip to the world's newest nation, reconciliation and mutual forgiveness for past wrongs. He begged the crowd of 70,000 people to shun, quote, the blind fury of violence. Heavy fighting was underway Sunday in the northern parts of the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The head of Russia's mercenary group Wagner said Russian forces have been trying to seize control of Bakhmut in the eastern region of Donetsk for months in what has become the longest and bloodiest battle since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Despite the flow of Western weapons, Russia has in recent days claimed gains in the region. This is VOA News. Officials say General Pervez Musharraf, who seized power in a bloodless coup and later led a reluctant Pakistan into aiding the U.S. war in Afghanistan, has died at the age of 79. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Musharraf ruled Pakistan after his 1999 coup through tensions with India, an atomic proliferation scandal, and an Islamic extremist insurgency until ultimately stepping down in 2008 while facing a possible impeachment. His later life saw him live in self-imposed exile in Dubai to avoid criminal charges despite attempting a political comeback in 2012. A spokeswoman for the Pakistani consulate in Dubai confirmed his death and said diplomats were providing support to his family. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Violence erupted in Peru on Saturday night when demonstrators faced police in riot gear amid the worst wave of protest in at least two decades in the Andean country. Clashes flared when a group of protesters stormed through a street and a wall of riot police officers fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, early new elections, the shutdown of the Congress, and a new constitution. The protest began in December when then-President Pedro Castillo was ousted. More than 50 people have been killed as a result of the unrest. A highway pileup in central China has killed 16 people and injured dozens, authorities said Sunday, with footage aired on local media showing burning trucks and smashed cars. Nearly 50 vehicles were involved in multiple collisions along a highway in Hunan province within the span of 10 minutes on Saturday evening, quote, with some vehicles catching on fire, local police said in a statement. Arctic air descended into the northeast U.S. over the weekend, bringing dangerous sub-zero temperatures and a wind chill reading at one mountain of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit or more than minus 42 degrees Celsius. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Atop New Hampshire's Mount Washington, it got down to minus 47 degrees Friday night with a record-breaking wind chill of minus 108. But the National Weather Service says while temperatures across the Northeast have been record-breaking and in the single digits,
fortunately, the cold is pretty short-lived.
Meteorologist Jason Weiss.
We will start to warm up again by Sunday across the East and really a lot of the country.
Meanwhile, at Mass General Hospital's emergency room, Dr. Ali Raja says they're seeing frostbite and hypothermia patients. I'm Julie Walker.
Correction, that's more than minus 77 degrees Celsius. I'm Joe Ramsey.